With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Sherelle Rose Green is a gospel singer, a producer, and an author, and a survivor of domestic violence. In 2014, Sherelle founded Inner Scars, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping victims of domestic abuse. And joining us by phone to tell us all about it is Sherelle Rose Green. Sherelle, thanks for being on Sunny across Central Florida.
Thanks. It's a pleasure being on with you, Michael.
Tell us about Inner Scars.
Inner Scars is an organization that's catered for battered women and men. It was founded in 2014 in Orlando. What we do, we go around and we put on events, candlelighting for a victim of domestic violence, because I was a victim of domestic violence. I lost a son from domestic violence when I was thrown in a brick wall and my placenta was ripped. So I made it my life story to reach out to those who are stuck in abusive relationships, offering hope, to let them know that they are not responsible for falling down and they are not responsible for losing the battle, but it's them who have to pick themselves up and realize that they're beautiful. So on Saturday, which is the 20th of July, I'll be having a Bring Abuse to Light dinner party in Maitland, which is 851 North Maitland Avenue at 6:30 p.m. Candlelighting for victims of domestic violence or for those who are out of the situation and having a hard time dealing with the aftermath.
Domestic abuse and domestic violence is a horrible thing. And what makes it even worse is lots of times, and you can speak to this, the victims are very silent. You don't know about it because they don't want to talk about it, right?
Exactly. Many times we hide it underneath the glasses, the makeup, and excuses, and oftentimes we take the blame, you know, just for peace sometimes. But we need to speak out. And it's in the churches, it's in the schools, it's everywhere. And we need to speak out. And that's why I'm the voice for those who are scared to speak out.
How important is it to have other people to talk to about it? Because I know when you're a victim of this, you probably feel isolated, alone, in your own sort of inner turmoil or inner scars, as your organization puts it so well. How important is it to have a support group?
It is very important, because when you listen to other people's story, it encourages you to talk about yours. Because ever since I came out with my testimony, a lot of folks came up with their testimony. That's what I want to see. And God is really doing a great job with this organization. And I'm just encourage everyone to come out and support. We're looking for clothing or anything that you have to give so we can go out and give to women in the shelters who run away from their abusers with nothing on their backs. You know, so we're looking for clothing or sheet sets or whatever you have. Just bring it and, you know, help bring abuse to light. Just come on out and together we can make a difference.
And speaking of bringing it to light, you wrote a book about your experiences called Abused Under His Charm. And right there in the title, you pretty much say how this can come about. Talk about that.
Abuse Under His Charm. You met a man, they're so charming at first, but it's there in their conversation, but it's in underneath their charm. But if we pay close attention, We can see, we will find out, you know. For instance, when he took me out to lunch, he ordered for me. He don't know what I eat. That is a sign. But we would think that, oh, he's so nice, but he's not. It's a form of control.
That's a tricky, a slippery slope, because you think that. You think, oh, he opens the doors for me and,
yes, exactly,
and all that stuff. But it goes
exactly
both ways, right? It's not just women. Men can fall under this as well, right?
Men, of course, and I talk about this all the time. It's not just women don't get away with it. You have women who abuse men with their mouths, and when you degrade your men, trust me, you can't take words back. And it's to me, mental abuse is, to me, is worse than physical, because the physical scars can heal, but the mental scars are there for a very long time. So, of course, men are victims too, but they're scared to talk because of their macho-ness.
All right, exactly. But you brought up a point about the abuse and how it works on you later on. Now, in your case, how long has it taken, or are you still going through it, to sort of get on the other side of that so you can enjoy another relationship?
me a long time, Michael, to be honest with you, because every man that I came in contact with, I'm waiting for them to their outburst. Even if, you know, again, we have to bring the wall down before we enter another relationship. We have to learn, you know, if we can't bring that wall down, don't get into another relationship. And for some, it takes weeks. For some, it takes years. But don't beat yourselves up. You will get over it.
You make it sound so easy, though.
It's not easy. It takes me a while, to be honest, Michael. It takes me a while. But we have to find partner who understand that we are broken. They call us broken goods. So what? Broken, what they call it? Damaged goods. That's what they call me. You know, to understand that we're going to have a breakdown sometimes. We need that man to say, honey, I am not that person. You know what I mean? And that's what we're looking for. But I'm not going to let my past dictate my future. I'm going to find love again. I'm sorry.
Well, talk about it, because you're a gospel singer. And you've got a very incredible story other than this, just your whole story about coming to this country. But you're a gospel singer. Talk about how your faith has helped you with this.
My music helps me a lot and help a lot of folks because I sing. I mean, I have a unique sound. I don't like to toot my own horn, but I have a very unique sound. And a lot of people are blessed under the anointing of my voice. And that helped me a lot to overcome my sadness when I'm sad or feeling down or depressed about my son. Because every now and then I'm still going to miss him. But I put it in a writing and I write a song and it makes me feel better.
That's interesting because that's part of the talking about it and writing about it and singing about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't want to just keep that inside because it's just going to tear you up, right?
That's right. And that's what I keep telling victims. Speak out, because when you don't speak out, it will damage you. You've got to speak out. Tell it to somebody. And if you have a friend that's going to tell you, oh, you're silly for staying with him, they don't understand. Until you walk a man in her shoe, you wouldn't understand.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I've heard that a lot. And women will actually blame themselves for the abuse. And I find that incredible. But if you're in the situation, it's not so incredible. Talk about that.
Exactly. Many times the abusers will accuse you. If you cooked the rice softer or whatever, I wouldn't hit you. Or if you this and that, I wouldn't hit you. And you start to believe it. Or maybe you start to take the blame. Maybe if I did this right, you wouldn't have done this to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, don't take the blame. All right? Get out there. Seek out their resources out there. Speak to somebody. Speak to your pastor. Speak to somebody and let them know what you're going through. Don't, because if you hide it, then you are, you know, you're the one that allowing him to continue, or him or her to continue to abuse you.
Now let's talk about when you have children involved in a situation, because on your website you talk about how children who grow up with abuse are expected to keep that abuse a secret. That's an incredible burden for them.
Yes, it is. Yes, when kids are grew up in a household that have abuse, they have a hard time in school too. They can have a hard time in school too. Sometimes they take the blame and thinking that they're the cause of it. And another thing, when some folks, they stay in the relationship because of, oh, I have children. But sometimes we're doing more harm than good to the child because they're either going to grow up to be abusers or victim themselves. So we need to save our children before it's too late. Get out of the situation.
Right, because everything we talked about as far as the abuse victim applies to the kids as well. You write about it on your website. You know, they become angry at them, at their brothers and sisters or their mother.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's an interesting reaction, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Michael. It is very deep. So it's not to be taken lightly at all.
Because you could be the mother and the one getting the abuse, and then your kids blame you.
Exactly.
Well, how do you get around that?
Exactly. We just have to just, how I get, because my son, I have a little boy now, and what I do, I get him into counseling, you know, stuff like that, and speak to him, talk to him about relationships and how he should handle himself in a relationship. It's not working, what he should do, you know what I mean? Stuff like that, because it will damage the kids, especially in school, as again I say, in school, it will mess with their learning ability. So we need to take that into consideration. It is very hard. It's a hard thing.
It is a hard thing, but you know, it's folks like yourself who give hope. So let's end this on a positive. How are you doing now, and what can you say to somebody who's going through this and maybe just beginning, or they've been going through it and they don't see a light at the end of the tunnel? What would you say to them right now?
I am doing great, actually. I am doing fantastic. By me going out there and just spreading the word and to write the book, Abused Under His Charm, which is on Amazon, Abused Under His Charm, it heals me a lot. You know, I'm healed. Now, I wouldn't say, because I still remember it every now and then, but I don't dwell on it. You know what I mean? Whenever time I felt it coming on, I think of something positive to do. You know, so for those of you who are going through it right now, my advice is to seek, get help. Tell somebody, tell a friend, tell someone that would listen. You know what I mean? And sometimes we hide it because we love so much and we don't want to talk because they apologize over. And how many times are you going to accept their apology? How many times?
That's true. That is true. And there is power in unleashing your soul or just letting it go and just saying, here it is. I'm going to put it out there. And then.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the event that's coming up on the 20th, right?
Yes. It's a Bringing Abuse to Light dinner party. I usually have a stage play to go along with it, but not this year. I also write a play with my story. As I say, I lost a son from domestic violence when my placenta was ripped. The doctor gave me over, but thank God for a praying mother. She prayed for me. And I'm here today. I'm on top of my grave. I'm here to save somebody. So this is my 10th event. This is my 10th state. And I'm having it at the Jewish Community Center in Maitland, 851 North Maitland Avenue. And for those who experience domestic violence or just want to be of support, we're going to light candles, we're going to dance, we're going to sing a three-course meal. It is awesome. It's going to be awesome. I promise you, you come there broken, you're not going to leave broken, okay? You're going to take your self-worth back. I guarantee you that.
Boy, you can't get any more positive than that, can you?
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. All right, so it's at the Jewish Community Center on July 20th. Even if you're not in this situation, but maybe you know somebody or you suspect somebody might be.
Exactly.
Come on out,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Right, and I'm going to have my books there to sign. I'm going to have book signing for you to, you know, the book, my story. It's going to be there. We're going to have, see, I'm a singer. I'm going to have albums there also. And for more information, they could give us a call, 321-430-9524. 321-430-9524. We're actually looking for dancers to come out and dance for us or sing or, you know, to volunteer to bring this thing to light. Right. Whatever talent you have, just come on out. And again, for more information, call 321-430-9524. The website is SherellRoseGreen.net and also Facebook, Sherelle Rosegreen, SHERELL. And the last name is Rose Green, just as it sounds, RoseGreen, Sherelle Rose Green. And the book is Abused Under His Charm on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So check it out. Go to the website because we just touched on one part of Sherelle's story. And
right.
There's a very interesting your story about how you actually got to the country. Now, I'm not going to give it away because I want people to go to the website, check it out.
Yes, thank you.
Check it out at Sherelle Rose Green's website and come to the event on July 20th. And if anything, just give your support.
I hope to see you, Michael.
Absolutely. Well, Sherelle Rose Green, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me back on, Michael. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.